He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management. And every single time I do an introduction to this show, I say good morning because it's morning for us, but it may not be in some of the other cities that we are broadcasting in on the Salem Radio Network. So I apologize if it's afternoon or evening. This is Rob Sanford and Stephen Gunderson. It is Sanford and Son Friday, officially, the entire hour. So, bam, we just lost our entire audience right there. Bam, they're gone. Stephen, good morning.
Good morning.
And welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Thank you.
Stephen still has his, as Ken over at Salem says, his classic rock voice on.
Yeah.
It's early here in San Diego, and it's chilly.
It's been chilly.
It hasn't been chilly in the market, but boy, it has been
chilly for us babies out here.
Yeah, us babies. In San Diego. When it gets down under 70, we get whiny.
Yeah.
So tell me, what's up with the market this fine morning?
Not too much action going on right now. The Dow is down 6 points. The NASDAQ is down 6 points. The S&P is down 2 points.
Okay, so it's flat.
It's flat. Oil is down 62 cents, so I guess there's a bigger swing there. Gold is down $4, and silver is down 9 cents.
So it's a quiet Friday.
Very quiet Friday, which means that we stay above 20,000 for the week.
Dun, 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 dun. And did I not call it? I said by last Friday.
I said by
last Friday, it would be at 20,000. By the Sanford and Son show last Friday. I just missed
you
it
were,
by a Friday.
Yeah, day off.
I just missed it
couple
by a Friday.
Days off.
Yeah, I was.
It's pretty impressive.
So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management. This is officially Sanford and Son Friday. Bill is in the secret bunker. He has not been visiting the secret bunker very often lately.
No, he's usually here.
He's usually here.
Bugging us.
We're bugging him. Yeah. I think that's the way it is. We go in his office. Ah, what do you guys want this time? He's in there trying to buy and sell stocks, and we go in there wanting to know what's for lunch. And
yeah.
And so here we are filling in for Bill. It's Rob Sanford and Stephen Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management in chilly San Diego, California. We normally are 70 degrees, whether it's January or July. But we've had a cold snap where it's gotten under 60 the last few days.
It's been in the 50s, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
At night, it gets in the 30s, which is
very
weird.
Well, it does not. Not at the coast. Maybe out where you are.
Yeah.
Not at the coast.
Okay. It gets down to 39 where I am.
Okay.
There's a difference, though.
There is a difference.
It's cold.
That's cold. That's as cold as I can remember in years.
Yeah.
Out here. In years. Seriously. I don't remember it being this cold in 5 or 6 years. Maybe in 10 years. So, nevertheless, the market has not been cold. The market has been red hot since the election. And we're up at over 20,000. And we have been over 20,000 now for 2 or 3 days, which is just amazing. Remember when everybody was flipping and freaking out that the market was hitting 15,000?
Yes.
You know, and then everybody was, it'll never hit 18,000. And bam, it hits 18. Well, it goes to 19, and everybody's looking at 20,000. Oh, there's no way it's going to hit 20,000. And that has been the case now for 7 or 8 years.
Yes.
In a consistent bull market, even though the naysayers have been saying, oh, no, it's going to fall off the cliff. It's now at 20,000.
They've been saying it for 8 years.
They have been. They've been saying it for 8 years. And so now that the market is over 20,000, 20,000 is now the floor instead of the ceiling.
Yep.
And how high can
yesterday
it go?
We closed at 20,100.
It's crazy.
So it's just
there it goes.
Just keeps going. It's blasting off.
The Trump train.
I read an article yesterday. I didn't read it because I saw the title first. It said, this doomsdayer predicts the market crash in 2017. I'm like, okay, I've heard this story a million times.
Right, the 2016 crash, the 2015 crash, the 2014 crash.
So I saw that title and I was like, I don't think I'm going to read it until I actually see something that indicates some sort of crash. I mean, I'm not going to bother.
Well,
and it's the same guy I've read millions of times saying it.
Of course. And you know why? Why do they do exactly? They are fear mongers. Those are the kind of people that say, "Oh, well, you know what? You better have, you better have a shotgun under your bed and a garage full of food because the world's coming to an end." Now,
buy up on gold.
Right. Now I'm a fan of having a shotgun under my bed and a garage full of food, but. That was more for like a natural disaster or some kind of crazy thing like that. You got to be prepared.
Yeah, and Bill is a very positive guy in the market, and people listening might say, well, you guys are bulls on the market no matter what. Well, it's just been a bull market for 8 years. There will be a time where Bill says, yeah, I don't like what I'm seeing, guys. We got to protect ourselves. So there's on the flip side the people who are just always negative or always positive and you guys are at a show. Actually, you're listening to a show. They'll tell you how it is.
Yeah.
Bill will tell you if it's going south or going north.
He really will. In fact, one of his commercials, not one of the ones that I do, but one of the commercials says, Bill Gunderson is not a permabull.
Mr.
Big Voice comes
on
there.
That guy has a good voice.
He got a big, giant voice. Yeah. You know? And he says, Mr. Gunderson or Bill Gunderson is not a permabull. And, and that's true. If things get wonky, like they did a year ago this month. Remember a year ago this month in January,
yes.
where everything just started to get really wobbly-legged, you know, like Bambi on ice?
Yes.
Well, what did he do? He bought inverse funds. He got ready for the potential of a downturn. And that is one of the real big advantages of having an active money manager, somebody who's steering the ship from the helm and looking out for storms on the horizon, as opposed to just putting it in some asset allocation pie model and hoping that it balances out in 6 months. And so he's always looking at the horizon, but doggone it, the horizon has been pretty doggone strong. What was his call on the Dow a year ago? I think a year ago he said that the Dow was going to go to 21,000.
Was that a year ago? I thought that was more recently than that.
Maybe it was 6 months. But I remember him talking about, hey, it's going to go to 21,000. And everybody just thinks he's lost his mind. And that's when I think it was at 18.
Yeah.
It was at 18. He said, it's going to go to 21,000. And everybody thought, Bill Gunderson, once he hit that 60-year-old mark, he went crazy. But but I will tell you this. He has been consistently right now for, 7 years? 8 years?
Yep.
7 or 8 years.
He's never called it a bear market since 2009.
Yeah, 2009. He said, okay, the buy signal is on. It's a good place to have your money, in his opinion. And boy, how'd you like to be in some of the other sectors that have had their rear end handed to them? He has been an individual stock picker and played the market correctly, for the most part, for the last 7 or 8 years, despite what the naysayers say and the doomsdayers and the folks who make their living selling books and CDs and seminars and fear to the folks who have their life savings. Oh, don't go near the stock market. It's going to wreck you. Well, it wrecked a few people in 2008, but since then, it's been a great place to be.
Yeah.
And so while Bill now is sequestered in the secret bunker, deep in the bowels of the earth below San Diego County, preparing for the newsletter that comes out tomorrow, he'll recap all of the things that he's spoken about over this last week on the radio show. And so that is the reason that we're here. We're kind of filling in for Bill today, and we're going to do a couple of highlighted stocks and recap the market a little bit during the second and third quarter. But it's given Bill the opportunity to sit quietly and put some thoughts on his computer about the market this week and where it's going next week, and whether or not we're going to continue to ride this Trump train. And I think that's really the effect.
Yes.
It really is.
There's really no denying it at this point.
No, there's not.
He has spurred a huge rally in the market. And whether you agree with his policies or not, I mean, that's pretty much what the market is basing itself off of.
You've got a president that is a businessman who knows how to get things done, who knows how... I mean, look at all he has done in his first few days in office.
He's gotten a lot done, yeah.
You know, meeting with CEOs and meeting with companies and negotiating with trade pacts and trade agreements, and he's putting America first and American products first. Just look at the pipeline thing that went down the other day.
Yeah.
You know, he says, look, we're not building this pipeline except with American steel and American pipe. You know, and everybody, you can't do blah, blah, blah. Yeah. You know, and that is a huge support and boon to the American stock market because they believe in him. They believe in what's happening. And you know what? Belief in something is about 90% of the process. As long as people believe, bam, it's going to get done. So believe that we're going to come back in the next quarter because we got lots to talk about. In fact, we're going to highlight a pretty cool stock. It's Rob Sanford and Stephen Gunderson on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back. Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNow app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNow app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stay stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson to the tunes of Stevie Wonder, Very Superstitious. I think that came out in like 71, 72, something like that. Of course, you weren't even a twinkle yet.
And nope.
I remember listening to that song, playing nine ball with my dad when I was a little kid. We'd walk over to the jukebox. We'd push that button, and Stevie Wonder, come on, man. I was a boogieing dude back then. Hey, this is Rob Sanford and Stephen Gunderson. We are filling in for William on the Best Stocks Now at Radio Hour. And, you know, one of the cool things about working with Bill is one of those guys that has, you know, he's almost like a little kid at times, you know.
Yeah.
He really is. He loves to go on adventures, and he likes to talk about adventures, and he's got this giant world of experiences in his life that are just beyond compare. I mean, the guy, he's always got a story about something, a different restaurant, a different this or a different that. And one of the things that he loves is Disneyland. And so for this last couple, three, maybe 4 weeks here around Gunderville, because we have Disneyland and we have Gunderville.
Yeah.
Here in Gunderville, everyone in the office except for Bill has gone to Disneyland.
Yeah.
Now, Disneyland is just up the street from us, comparatively to like somebody who lives in Minnesota.
Right.
All right. I mean, it's just 90 minutes up the road from where we live. And that's assuming there's no traffic. It's about 75 miles up in Orange County. So this last week, young Stephen, you took your darling and cuter than a Disney character daughter.
Yes.
To Disneyland for the first time.
I did.
Gwen got to go and see Disney World, no, Disneyland for the very first time. And you dressed her like what?
She wore a Belle dress.
Belle. Now, Belle is from Frozen? No, what's that from?
Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah, Beauty and the Beast. Your dad said on the radio that you dressed her like Snow White.
Yeah.
All right.
And then someone else said Alice in Wonderland.
Okay.
It was
Belle.
It was Belle, but it wasn't the yellow dress.
Oh, yeah.
It was the blue dress she wears in the city.
Okay, sorry, man.
My wife planned it all. One of our friends made the dress for us.
Okay, so our family went to Disneyland about 3 weeks ago. We went for the whole doggone time because, you know, your dear dad was very cool and got our whole family tickets to go to Disneyland for Christmas.
Yeah.
So we had a wonderful day at Disneyland, courtesy of William Frederick Gunderson. That's Bill, for those on the radio.
It's just Fred, not Frederick.
Oh, it's just Fred?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Freddie.
Good enough.
All right, so Bill Gunderson. So we had a great time. And then last week, Lisa and her husband went to Disneyland.
They did.
They took a day off and went to Disneyland. Because, you know, I have a friend who said, Disneyland cures all ills. And, you know, for the day, while you're there, it just cures all ills. So now then this week, you and your family and your brother-in-law and your sister-in-law and Lil Gwen decided to go on up there and enjoy the Magic Kingdom for the day.
Yep.
What did she think?
We were very worried at first because she's a pretty timid kid and she's very particular. but she loved Disneyland. She had a lot of fun. We didn't really go on too many rides just because we can't really wait in line that long with her.
She's a toddler.
She's 17 months old, so she can walk and run everywhere. So that's all she wants to do. You know, she doesn't want to hold be held in your arms.
She wants to rock.
She doesn't want to sit in a stroller. She just wants to run around.
All right.
But yeah, she had an awesome time. Her favorite part was probably, because what we did, we got annual passes.
Oh, right, right. Okay.
So we can go to Disneyland and California Adventure.
And that's one of the advantages of living in Southern California. Disneyland gives those annual passes at a huge discount to local residents who live here. If you live in a certain zip code, they give you these great deals as a local resident.
Yeah.
Okay, so go ahead.
And so we were able to go back and forth between the two parks. And
okay.
I mean, Disney California Adventureland is really good now. It's like up there with Disneyland.
Nah.
It is.
It's a modern version.
They have like trolleys running through the whole park.
Okay.
And that was like her favorite part, just pointing at the train. And then she loved watching the little live bands on the street playing music.
They're great. They're great.
Oh, man. It was a ton of fun.
Now, did you do Small World?
It was closed.
Oh.
Because they were taking off all the Christmas decorations.
Oh, that's right. Okay. All right. But you did Peter Pan.
No.
Storybook
no,
Land.
Nope. No.
You know what? What'd
the
you
lines
do?
Are too. They were like, if the line's over 10 minutes, we can't do it.
Oh, my goodness. So, what'd you do?
So, we ended up doing Little Mermaid, which is in California Adventure.
All right. Okay.
And she didn't know what to think about it because it was really dark. And it was just like all these big characters. So, she was. And she doesn't really know Little Mermaid.
Scared
yet.
Or stuff like that when you're a little kid. Yeah. You know?
But she did great. She didn't cry or anything. She wasn't scared, but she wasn't excited because she didn't really know what was going on. She had the carousel.
All right.
What else?
And now the Electric Light Parade came back.
Yes, we saw the parade.
Because that's a brand new reintroduction of the classic Electric Light Parade, but now it's brought into the 21st century.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. We saw the Christmas parade when we were there.
Oh, yeah. The Christmas parade's the best.
It's incredible. Yeah. I mean, it was awesome. I mean, just beyond compare. But they were advertising that the Electric Light Parade was coming back.
Yeah.
And so
it was cool.
It was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Good. Then, I look forward to seeing that.
Yeah. The best part of the day was she got to meet Mickey. Obviously, that's
of
her
course.
Favorite. And she got to meet Minnie. And she got to meet Chip and Dale, which she loves Chip and Dale. Every time we had to take her away from her. Bye-bye.
Now, the thing is that Disney, by some miraculous aligning of the stars, or maybe it's princess dust or something, their product is nearly flawless.
Yeah, they do an awesome job.
I don't care if it's a cruise, if it's a hotel, if it's one of their theme parks, if it's a movie.
Yeah.
Their product is, I mean, borderline flawless.
Yeah.
They have figured out every single kink and ironed it out.
Yeah, they do it right.
They really, really do. From security to food to entertainment to music to everything, it's clean and it's doggone nearly perfect.
I felt so safe at Disney. They moved the perimeters of the where you get searched.
Right.
It's not at the gate anymore. You can't go anywhere near Disneyland without getting searched.
It's like a little utopia.
Once you're in there, you're like, wow, I know I'm safe.
Yeah, yeah.
They do a really good job at that.
It's really amazing. So now let's talk about Disney as a stock, because if you were going to invest in anything in the world, I can't think of, well, you know, I mean, there's a lot of great stocks out there, but Disney is one of those stalwarts that no matter where you go in the world, no matter what product they have, it's pretty doggone rock solid.
Everyone's a fan of Disney.
Yeah, exactly.
I've never heard anyone just, I hate Disney.
No, it's just rock solid. And so where are they stock-wise now?
All right, so let's see, it's $108 stock.
Okay. Up a little bit today.
Up a little bit today.
But where do they rank in the Best Stocks Now app? I'm really curious. Oh, you know what?
I'm glad you asked.
There's the music.
All right.
So we're going to talk about how Disney ranks in the Best Stocks Now app and what to look for in a stock like this when we come back. It's Rob Sanford and it's Steven Gunderson. We're going to be talking Disney stock in the next quarter. We'll be right back.
There are
are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNow app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNow app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With BeSafe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless BeSafe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management. Here in San Diego, California, the tuna fishing capital of California, San Diego, California, although it's wintertime. So it's right now the only place to tuna. Fish for tuna is the fish market that's been brought in from Seattle or someplace off the coast up there in the North Pacific. It's Stephen Gunderson and Rob Sanford. We are your hosts this morning while Bill is sequestered in the secret bunker. Working on the newsletter that will come out to the inboxes of his faithful followers all over the world. And that'll come out tomorrow sometime, Saturday, about midday. If you'd like to get that newsletter, you can go to
GundersonCapital.com.
Mm-hmm. All right. And sign up for the newsletter. And if you do it today, during business hours today, young Stephen will email you last week's edition immediately.
Yeah.
So you'll have it in your inbox today, and then you'll get a brand new one tomorrow.
Yeah.
And we'll
you'll have a lot of reading to do this weekend.
A lot of reading, a lot of charts to follow, and you'll be a happy person.
Yeah.
Like the happiest place on earth.
Yes.
Like Disney, you'll be a happy person.
We were talking about Disney.
We were. The whole last quarter we were talking about Disney. So if you're listening to this on your drive to work and want to know why we're now talking about Disney, go back when you get to work, go on your computer to GundersonCapital.com, look at the link to the radio show, and you can replay this radio show.
Yeah, you can.
I can't imagine why anybody would want to do that when we're hosting, but certainly if you want
to listen to yesterday's show,
that's
again,
the better deal.
If you want to.
You know, if you want to listen to Bill and all of the solid content that he has, that's a great way to do it. Just go to Gunderson Capital, click on the radio show link, and you can listen to all his shows all week long and kind of get his thoughts in your noodle so you know where he's going with the market. So we were talking about Disney and the perfect product that they have.
Disney's just so cool. Like, I could talk about Disney all day probably.
You know, it's an amazing product.
There's so many neat things about it. There's so many secrets about, like, just the park. Just one little thing that they do. Disneyland is like, they don't make money off their parks, really.
Right, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's like their smallest thing they do.
Yeah.
And yet there's so many intricate details of it. Yeah. It's crazy. Did you know, that when you walk into Disneyland on Main Street, there's that firehouse on the left.
Yeah.
You know how there's a little window above it?
Okay.
And there's a light that's always on. That's because that was Walt Disney's office. And
you're
they
kidding
always
me.
Have that light on. They never turn it off.
Really?
Yeah. It's just something like
little
people don't
like
know.
That. Right, yeah.
But and if you do know,
there's like secret restaurants there that nobody knows
Club
about.
Club 33.
Yeah, right. All the little backstory stuff that's there. Yeah.
It's just such a cool product, and they do such a good job.
Oh, it's just amazing. It is really an amazing place. So let's talk about how it ranks in the Best Stocks Now app.
Okay.
Because Bill and his buddy Doug up in the Bay Area, they invented this app a few years ago, and it ranks all of the top stocks in the Best Stocks Now app. And there, how many are there now? There's like 4,000.
We have 4,188 stocks / mutual funds / ETFs.
So out of those 4,200 stocks, the Best Stocks Now app ranks them in
1 through 4,188.
Yeah, literally as the best stock to invest in from number one all the way down to 4,200 in order.
Well, clarification.
Okay.
It might not be the best stock to invest in, but the best stock now.
Yeah. Remember, we
could be
say
too
that.
Late. I don't know.
Yeah,
I
mean, right. It's we the have, best stocks now.
The thing about this app is we haven't even figured out the best way to play it because it's, you don't know, are we supposed to look in the stocks that are ranked at 400 and buy them at 400 and wait for them to go up to number one?
That's right.
Are you supposed to buy them? Like, it's so, like, yeah, we invented it, but it's just like this algorithm that we put together.
That's right.
Bill just uses it mostly as a guideline. He says he likes to invest in the top 200 stocks, 200 ranked stocks, but
there may be a 1,000 that is
like
a killer.
It's like its own living, breathing thing, and we don't really know exactly how to tame it.
It's
you
the
know?
Crazy Frankenstein monster of stock rank that has come out of Bill Gunderson's
brain. I just wanted to let you guys know, just because it's ranked number one doesn't mean that we're buying it and that's our best investment ever. You know, it's just
right, and it's never a recommendation.
It's never, it's just
it's an example of a best stock. Saying, now.
This stock is on fire right now.
That's right.
Check it out. You
That's
know,
right.
Maybe it's right for you.
So, out of 4,200, where does Disney rank?
Okay, I'm glad you asked.
Okay,
I'm just gonna pull it up right now.
All right, pull it up
it
on the stock.
This is pretty
or on the...
fast. It is ranked number 263.
Okay, so really,
that's
up there.
That's a cream of a car. Cream of the car. I would say top 300, 400, 500. That's when you're really getting to the good stock.
I'm looking across the desk right now to your phone, and it looks like it's got a B+.
It has a B+.
So not only does it rank it numerically, but it ranks it grade-wise.
Yeah.
A, B, C, D, and then minuses and pluses. It's a B+ stock.
And it's been a consistent best stock. Now, if you look under the current ranking of it, it also shows you the history of its ranking.
All right, what is
that? It's kind of cool. So 7 days ago, it was 240. A month ago, it was 142. 6 months ago, it was 150. A year ago, it was 400. 18 months ago, it was 167. So it's consistently been above the top 500.
So it's always been in the top 500 over the last couple of years as a pretty doggone solid stock to invest in.
Yeah, and if you scroll down a little bit further in this app,
uh-huh.
the Best Stocks Now app, you can see Bill's comments. So on January 6th.
Of this year. Okay.
Bill said, breakout of the day, Disney.
Really?
Number 178 overall.
So that was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
All right.
But he says, no current position. So he didn't own Disney as of January 6th.
So now that's a really good example. Here is a top 200 stock in the Best Stocks Now app, but he doesn't own it. And he has found some other things to buy in its place. But on January 6th, it was the breakout of the day.
Yep.
You know, and you got to think that a company like Disney that has that kind of ranking, that has the kind of product that they have out there, it's not an old stodgy stock, you know, like the type that Bill talks about, the old, you know, lumbering stodgy stocks, because they are so innovative and they're always coming out with new product. But it's ranked as a B+ in there. So would you be going wrong if you invested in a Disney stock? I don't know. I mean, it's certainly an example of a best stock now that you might want to, especially if you're a big, giant Disney fan.
Yeah, it's one of those stocks that parents buy for their kids. You know, they start an account for their kids' college fund. They own Disney. So then
along with Procter and Gamble.
Maybe in I want to learn more about stocks because I own Disney, you know?
Yes, yes.
It's one of those stocks that's...
It is. Hey,
everyone can get in on. And it's a fairly conservative stock. You know, it's a mega cap. So it's one of the bigger stocks out there. So there's not too much volatility going on in it. Of course, there's earnings seasons and anything can happen during earnings seasons, but... It's one of the safer stocks in, let's see. Yeah, I mean, so when the market got killed in 2008, market was down 40%.
Right.
It was down like 25%.
Okay, so it held its own.
Still down 25%, but comparatively to the market.
Now, I will tell you that that if you were going to own a stock like Disney, you'd almost have to be a fan of Disney, you know, whether it's the park or whether it's the movies.
ESPN.
They own ESPN.
Yeah.
Think
I
about
love
that.
ESPN.
Yeah. How about a cruise? Have you ever been on a Disney cruise?
I'm trying to remember. I've been on Carnival cruises.
Oh, you would remember.
I don't think I've been on a Disney.
You would remember.
I have not.
We went on a Disney cruise as a family a few years ago. It's been 3 or 4 years ago now. And it is literally like taking Disneyland or Disney World and putting it on the ocean.
That's cool.
I mean, it's like putting it on. It's immaculate when you pull into port and all the other cruise ships are sitting there. Disney has about 100 people come out and wipe down the ship. So there's no water spots on it.
Yeah.
All the other ones are sitting there with saltwater spots all over them. And Disney is out there wiping it down so there's no water spots. You know, when they take the trash off of the Disney trip, or off the Disney ship, instead of the trash just being thrown into trash trucks like we saw on the other cruise lines, Disney brings up covered trains, and they back the train up, and you never see the trash.
No way.
The trash is just put into the train that's all decorated like Disney.
That's so funny.
And it drives away from the ship, so you don't see the trash.
Yeah.
You know, so little tiny things like that just make it, you know, the horn when they back up, you know, instead of just going wah, when the horn, when the ship backs away from the dock, the horn plays a Disney tune when it backs up.
That's cool.
Like when you wish upon a star or something like that. Yeah. It, wah, 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 you know, when it backs up. So all the little teeny tiny details that Disney goes to in its parks and in its movies, it's translated into a cruise. Now, here's the problem. Disney was the very first cruise our family ever took.
Oh, set the bar high.
So if we ever go on another cruise,
yeah, it's got to be Disney.
It's got to be Disney or it's going to stink.
They suck you in.
Right. Hey, I'll tell you what. We've got a few more cool things to talk about in the final quarter. You've been listening to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Rob Sanford and Stephen Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Sapperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace.
That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Actually, North San Diego County, California. We're in Carlsbad now. Spent a lot of years downtown, but here we are in North County, the beautiful North County here in San Diego County. And we are filling in for Bill. It's Rob Sanford and Stephen Gunderson, the young gun, the heir to the throne, the man who will steer the helm some 20, 30, maybe even 40 years down in the future as Bill sails over the horizon when he turns 100. I think when he turns 100, he'll turn over the helm
maybe
to the young gun.
Maybe.
Maybe. He might even control the helm from the spirit world at that time. But as of now, he is sequestered in the secret bunker. He's down deep in the bowels of the earth below San Diego County, working on the Best Stocks Now newsletter, which, personally, I think, as penned from the hand of Bill Gunderson, is the weekly financial scripture that can be counted on to really have a well-researched, well-thought-out recap and direction in the market going forward. So I know there are thousands of folks driving in traffic right now listening to us. We've spent the last couple of quarters talking about the Best Stocks Now app and how it ranks stocks. But really, one of the best resources for folks who either are managing their own money or just want to have a checkup sheet on the firm or the individual who may be managing their money is the Best Stocks Now newsletter. So, young Stephen, tell folks all throughout the fruited plain how they might receive the Best Stocks Now newsletter. Now go into detail. Okay. Explain it. Okay. All right.
Visit GundersonCapital.com.
Okay.
Click on the Contact Us page.
All right.
Fill out your name.
Okay.
Phone number. Okay. Email address.
All right.
And
we need to know the city that they're in.
City and state,
okay.
Just so we know
where you are.
Where you are.
All right.
So we know what time you're at. You'll get the newsletter tomorrow. I mean, it's pretty easy. We don't need your credit card number. We don't need to check.
Now that is amazing to me. That's something that is doggone stinking amazing to me, is that Bill puts out that much information and that much solid research on the stock market every single week. He works his tail off and puts out that information, and it's free.
Yeah.
F-R-E-E. I just had this conversation with him a couple of days ago. I said, doggone it, you put out so much information that why in the world would anybody hire you to manage the accounts for them? And we had this conversation. He said, it takes a lot of time to take care of a garden. Yeah, Home Depot sells weed trimmers, and Home Depot sells lawnmowers and gardening equipment. So you could go buy all your own equipment, but then you got to go do it. You actually have to go and manage the garden yourself. So
If you just want to read the information in the newsletter, yeah, that's free. But really, the real deal, the main purpose of Gunderson Capital Management is so that you can hire Bill to manage your 401k or your IRA or your brokerage account or that big giant pile of money that you just inherited or that big giant pile of money that you found in the mattress and you don't know what to do with it. You can hire a guy like Bill to manage your financial garden for you. And if somebody wants to do that, how do they do that? The whole process.
Okay, the whole process.
Whole process.
Give us a call at 855-611-BEST, or you can visit our website, Gunderson Capital, and click on the Contact Us page again, you know, ask a little question. And then we'll talk to you. We'll figure out what you have in the market and, you know, what your goals are. And we'll eventually set up a meeting with Bill for you so you can understand how he would go about investing for you.
Now, when you're talking about setting up a meeting, these folks might be in Minnesota or
Tampa.
Yeah,
it could be a phone
call.
A
phone
call,
okay. All right.
If you are in the area, you could stop by. But
yeah, come by the office.
Most of them are over the phone. And, we use Scottrade as our custodian. So we would have you open up an account at Scottrade and, you know, put everything there and then Bill gets to it. He starts managing it right away.
And as I talk with people throughout the week, I say, hey, listen, it's going to take a few days to get the paperwork together, and then it'll take a few weeks for Bill to slowly walk through the supermarket of stocks and invest for you what he thinks is best, depending on whether you want to be conservative or aggressive or moderate or you need income or whatever the thing is that he sets up for you. It's a process. He doesn't just go and automatically 100% invest somebody because the accounts come over. It takes time for him to invest you in the market. But the nice thing about that is that you have an active money manager. He doesn't just throw you into some great big asset allocation pie and have it run on autopilot.
Yeah, he's always making sure that you're in the best stocks now.
That's right.
Always.
That's right. And if something gets a little wonky, he sells it. If he sees a profit opportunity, he sells it. If he sees a buying opportunity, he buys it. He's steering the ship all the time.
Yeah.
And that makes the doggone difference. I've talked to folks all week this week who are impressed with the fact that Bill is an active skipper at the helm. He's not somebody who just puts it on autopilot and goes and jumps in the bunk and hopes that it ends up where it's supposed to be. He's steering it.
And I do want to say, for those of you who want to hear from Bill today, because they don't hear him on the radio show, they're missing out on him, go follow him on Twitter. If you are on Twitter, he tweets all throughout the day. So you have the radio show in the morning, get the newsletter on the weekend, and then there's a whole bunch of tweets in between where Bill's talking about the market.
That's a
stocks.
Good point.
I mean, you can get your fill of Bill all day.
The fill of Bill.
The fill of Bill.
That needs to be a new commercial. Get your fill of Bill.
I mean, here's just what he was saying yesterday. Terrific breakout in STM. Still a big position here. Raising my target price. Breakout of the day. SBNY, number 36 overall on the app. Banks continue to be a leading sector. That's a lot of information he's just throwing out for free. That's on Twitter. His handle is Bill Gunderson. So just search Twitter for Bill Gunderson, and you can follow him. And, yeah, I mean, it's a good
– That's a really
it's a lot of good information.
That is a really good point. I mean, what money manager do you know of that throws out there in the public exactly what he's doing all day long every day?
Yeah. As he sees what he's looking at, he'll tell you.
I got to believe that this is the place to be if you need management with your finances. This is Rob Sanford, and it's Stephen Gunderson filling in for Bill. You've been listening to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Call us at 855-611-BEST or at GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody. We'll talk to you next week.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.